Choose to spot chances to transform your life. Every day, we make countless decisions, about 35,000 of them. Many are so instinctive that we hardly notice, like reaching for coffee instead of tea in the morning or selecting our favorite news channel. While these choices might seem minor, one conscious decision stands out for its potential to transform our lives. Whether it's aiming for our dream job, adopting a healthier lifestyle, or nurturing fulfilling relationships, a better life isn't accidental. It's the outcome of deliberate choices. The first and most crucial of these choices is opting to view opportunities rather than obstacles. Every situation, no matter how tough, holds opportunities. Focusing on these opportunities boosts optimism and helps us find solutions. This mindset encourages personal growth, learning, and positive life changes. On the flip side, dwelling on obstacles makes problems seem insurmountable. It leads to feeling stuck and self-pity. Blaming others or making excuses becomes common when we only see the barriers in our path. Change in retirement. Imagine a retiree facing financial challenges. Instead of feeling down about returning to work or worrying that their skills are outdated, what if they saw this as a chance to learn something new? By reaching out to their network for job leads, they could move forward instead of staying stuck. It's all about turning obstacles into opportunities. Understanding how we think shapes how we see the world. Our thought patterns decide whether we notice chances or challenges. When negative patterns dominate, we become pessimistic and miss opportunities. But when we focus on positive patterns, we uncover opportunities that were previously hidden. Fortune-telling blocks opportunities. Kia, who has been with her company for a year, believes it's time to ask for a raise. However, she starts imagining her manager's response, thinking she'll be turned down, told she hasn't earned it, or that the company can't afford it. These thoughts prevent her from even bringing up the topic. While Kia wouldn't call herself a fortune teller, she's behaving like one here. This behavior isn't uncommon. Many of us make decisions based on predictions that often have no basis in reality. When we indulge in fortune telling, we predict the future without any real evidence. This harmful habit stops us from taking chances. We convince ourselves that the odds are stacked against us, so we don't even try. Imagine a guy who doesn't approach someone he likes because he assumes they won't be interested. Or a student who thinks she'll fail a test and skip studying altogether. These assumptions hold us back from seizing opportunities. Escape the trap of fortune-telling with fact-finding. In many cases, fortune-telling stems from fear. We worry about being let down or having tough conversations. It's a way to sidestep these fears. To break free from this cycle, we should focus on fact-finding instead. By gathering all the facts, we can make informed decisions based on reality, not on our worst-case predictions. Consider someone seeking a raise at work. Instead of assuming she won't get it, she should gather reasons why she deserves one. Armed with these points, she can confidently make her case. When you catch yourself predicting the future, gather facts instead. Look for evidence and talk to people rather than guessing their thoughts or actions. This method helps you choose wisely, making decisions that benefit you the most. Refine thinking through objectivity. Have you ever made assumptions based on a single event? Maybe a mistake in a new job made you think you weren't good enough, or a critical review made you believe a colleague didn't like you. This is called overgeneralizing. When you overgeneralize, you let single events or preconceived ideas shape how you see yourself and the world. It restricts your capacity to recognize opportunities. One harmful overgeneralization is believing all diets are ineffective. Many people have improved their health by following diets. Similarly, assuming straight men are only attracted to younger women isn't true for all men. Overgeneralizing often feels natural because your brain seeks shortcuts for quick decisions. When judging situations, it tends to rely on recent examples or general ideas. Avoid overgeneralizing. To avoid overgeneralizing, don't base decisions on single events or stereotypes. Instead, consider all available information. Take the time to understand people before forming judgments, rather than relying on assumptions. Doing this opens up new ideas and perspectives, leading to fresh opportunities. Think about a problem you're facing, like feeling nervous about dating again after a bad relationship. Consider if you might be overgeneralizing the issue. For instance, believing you're just bad at picking partners. Instead, try being more objective. Maybe you realize each relationship has been better than the last, showing you're improving at choosing partners. Use this objective thinking to learn from past relationships and make smarter dating decisions. Flexibility thrives in open minds. Imagine a big oak tree in an open field. Its trunk is sturdy and it's been standing for decades. Right beside it is a tall, slender palm tree. Unlike the oak, the palm's trunk is flexible. Now, picture a very strong wind blowing through the field for hours. Eventually, the oak, with its rigid trunk, gets uprooted. But the palm tree, with its flexible trunk, remains standing when the wind stops. Its ability to bend lets it survive. At times, we all encounter people with rigid mindsets. It might be a friend who insists on doing things their way, convinced it's the only right way. Or a colleague who dismisses others' ideas, believing theirs are always superior. This inflexibility isn't just frustrating, it blocks us from changing course or considering new approaches. It creates stress and can cause us to miss opportunities crucial for personal growth and success. Achieve a relaxed mindset. To combat inflexibility, we require the uplifting influence of relaxation. By maintaining a calm and receptive attitude, we promote room for diverse perspectives and accept life's unpredictable nature. This approach enables us to welcome fresh ideas, approaches, and opportunities that cross our path. Various methods can help achieve a more relaxed state. When you're pondering your problems or decisions, take note of any fixed beliefs you're holding on to. These ideas might be limiting you. To open up to new possibilities, try connecting with people who have a more flexible outlook. Engaging in yoga, meditation, or using calming mantras can also help you relax and let go of rigid thinking. Purpose defeats confusion. Making important decisions can be tough. We often find ourselves going in circles, weighing the pros and cons over and over. We seek everyone's opinion, trying to imagine every possible outcome. Eventually, we settle on a choice. Or so we think. But even a small doubt or a new perspective can throw us back to square one. This indecision is frustrating and holds us back from moving forward. Confusion often arises when we lack a clear purpose. This lack leaves us endlessly analyzing and researching, unable to make decisions. When we don't understand our purpose, we feel stressed and stuck. For instance, a client once felt unhappy in his job but couldn't decide whether to quit or what to do next. He kept wavering because he hadn't identified his true purpose. Knowing his purpose would have given him clarity and direction. To escape confusion, connecting with your purpose is essential. It doesn't always entail a grand life mission, but understanding what you aim to achieve in a specific situation. Evaluate each option based on how well it aligns with your purpose. This approach helped a woman resolve her dilemma about homeschooling her son. After thorough research and discussions, she realized her purpose was to promote her son's passion for learning. This clarity guided her to the right decision. Prioritize evidence over emotions. Emotions are natural and serve important purposes. They protect us, motivate us, and help us connect with others. However, they can also overwhelm us. They sometimes lead us to make decisions based on feelings rather than facts, which may not always be in our best interests. People often say, feelings aren't facts. Adding to this, feelings are temporary. This highlights the danger of emotional reasoning, letting fleeting emotions dictate your actions and choices. Take Nathan for instance. He stays silent in meetings because it feels uncomfortable. Consequently, he misses chances to share ideas and receive valuable feedback. To make wiser decisions, focus on the facts rather than letting emotions control you. Utilize evidence for confident decision-making. It means relying on facts before deciding. It's like how a detective collects clues to find a suspect. Mike applied this method to tackle his fear of public speaking. Initially, he believed it wasn't his thing because it made him uncomfortable. This led him to turn down many opportunities. However, upon reflection, he realized he had successfully spoken at meetings and presentations many times before. Armed with this evidence, he started accepting public speaking invitations. Soon, he was addressing audiences of thousands. To apply evidence-based reasoning in your life, think about a project you want to tackle. First, note the emotions linked to it, like fear or stress. Next, jot down reasons supporting these feelings and those that oppose them. Lastly, use this evidence to guide your best decision. Assemble decision support team. Award shows highlight a common theme. Winners, whether in music, movies, or TV, always credit those who helped them succeed. Even though they may perform or act alone, their achievements are never solitary. This holds for everyone, whether forging a career in acting or steering through life's challenges. When you're making big decisions, having the right people by your side is crucial. Your decision-making team should include those who know you well and are experts in the relevant areas. For example, a close friend who runs a successful business can offer valuable business advice. It's important to have different people for different roles, such as someone who listens well or knows how to motivate you. This team will provide the advice, support, and guidance you need to reach your goals effectively. After assembling your team of trusted advisors, seek their guidance when facing doubts or negativity. Once you've consulted them and made your choice, the final step is to let things unfold naturally. Understand that once you've acted, outcomes are beyond your control. By staying positive and accepting opportunities, you can be confident that you've made the best decision possible. Now, leave the rest to the universe. Key points. 1. Focus on opportunities, not obstacles, to transform your life positively. 2. Avoid predicting the future, gather facts instead to make informed decisions. 3. Stay objective and avoid overgeneralizing to recognize hidden opportunities. 4. Adopt flexibility in thinking to adapt and thrive in diverse situations. 5. Clarify your purpose to make decisions confidently and avoid confusion. 6. Use evidence over emotions for more reasoned and effective decision-making. 7. Build a supportive decision-making team to navigate life's challenges effectively.